From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. In April, forest trees leaf out, casting shade. When buds open, most tree flowers bloom inconspicuously. But some rural roadsides and pasture edges are accentuated by the stunning white full bloom of a small native tree whose Latin scientific name is Amelanchier arborea. It has several colorful common names, including flowering shad or shadbush, or serviceberry and juneberry. The small shrubby tree forms a vase-like clump of smooth gray-bark stems, which blossom when the leaves are half-grown. Gardeners plant shadbush as a popular native ornamental landscape specimen. Juneberry fruits are not tasty for humans, yet wild birds and mammals seek them avidly when few other fruits are available in June. Juneberry refers to the high-carbohydrate fruit available to wildlife, particularly birds, during their busy nesting season as the fledglings disperse. The shad reference is from the historical era when immense schools of migratory shadfish returned in April to New England rivers just as the shadbush bloomed. The lore behind serviceberry holds that traditional 19th century funerals would commence in April once soil had thawed sufficiently to dig graves to hold services for those who died during the long New England winter. Graveside services were brightened by flowering serviceberry blossoming outside colonial-era stonewall-bound burial grounds. One naturalist suggests this native tree has so many different common names because people in New England appreciate the beauty of the earliest flowers so much more at the end of winter. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.